RadioMD.com. Become a healthier you 5 days a week. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
You might wonder how safe over-the-counter drugs are these days and all the regulations they go through to get cleared for safety. And so many Americans turn to these kinds of medications to find relief from common conditions like headaches and fever, muscle pain and colds and allergies. And they're easily accessible. They don't require a doctor's appointment or a prescription. And they're generally safe. However, there are risks to, you know, with some of these things that we're hearing more and more about. For example, Tylenol and alcohol do not go together. They can put too much of a stress on your liver. Then you think, well, I've got inflammation and pain, so what do I take? So you want to take Motrin, and yet that can cause stomach bleeding. So you're never quite sure what to take. And I think that the good rule of thumb is to say, if you're going to be taking these, you do not want to take more than one product containing the same thing. Like, for an example, don't take something containing acetaminophen, which is Tylenol, and then take another product like some of the over-the-counter cold medications that also have acetaminophen in them. Don't take a prescription and an over-the-counter product that contain these same kinds of things, because Tylenol with codeine and then regular Tylenol, you don't want to overdo taking some of these things. They're getting increasingly concerned about Tylenol products and taking too much and exceeding the level that the FDA recommends for you, along with some of the other ones. You want to make sure that you don't take them with other medication, that there's no interaction. And a great rule of thumb, if you are questioning some of this, is to call your pharmacist. Your local pharmacist can ask, can answer so many of these questions. If you're worried about stomach bleeding and you're on Coumadin, for example, and then you want to take ibuprofen or something with a blood thinner type product in it, or aspirin, you definitely don't want to have an interaction with these medications. So any questions, and call your pharmacist, because they're a really great resource for interactions and side effects of some of these medications. Let's be a more informed society. Let's just be more informed. Be our own best health advocate. And that's what you got to do. Read labels, be more informed, and ask your pharmacist. That's my advice for a Monday. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.